June 26, 2018, month-end meeting at 6:30, followed by a regular town board meeting at 7 o'clock, and a public hearing regarding Sewer District 1 Extension 5 at 8 o'clock. Ready?
Yep. All right, welcome everybody to the end-of-month audit meeting for June 26. Take a roll call.
Councilman Hogan?
Here.
Councilman Van Tassel?
Here.
Councilwoman LeClaire?
Here.
Councilman Noonan?
Here.
Supervisor Kuzniers?
Here.
And we're going to have a busy night tonight. I just want to remind board members, because I've heard this several times, that it's very difficult to hear us in the back of the room, so when you're making comments, make sure you pull the mic close. I'm going to ask the speaker to do the same because the folks in the back. Apparently, I'm not loud enough. We want to make sure that you're all important in this. So. All right. So we've got everything signed, right?
So we'll
move on to discussion items. The first item is Rudy needs approval to pay $1,000 to Ron Kerr. We were able to get one quote. Another vendor did not respond, and like a resolution authorizing the payment of $1,000 to Ron Kerr. The next one was for TK Clarity, an amount of $1,800 for a direct bore for water line on the Portsville Road. And this money would be paid from account 8310.4. As of April, it had $48,119,000 in it and 58 cents. So, the resolution authorizing the hiring of RJ Kerr Incorporated.
So,
any discussion?
Only that I understand that Three Coats did actually come in. They were just received today, but that this was the best price.
Did that happen? I only have
Three Coats.
You got Three
Coats? I asked them.
Two quotes and one non-response. I actually got the paperwork today.
Okay. Well, so I took it to be Three Coats, whether it was verbal or not. Is it three? Was it Three Coats with one of them being verbal?
No, it was. There were three quotes. Three quotes sent out or requested, only two responded.
Oh, okay.
As long as we did our due diligence and tried for three.
That I understand. I misunderstood when I asked you about the three quotes attached. Okay.
Any other discussion? Roll call.
Councilman Hogan?
Yes.
Councilman Van Tassel?
Yes.
Councilwoman LeClaire?
Yes.
Councilman Noonan?
Yes.
Supervisor Kuzniers?
Yes.
Next item for discussion is the town board has to authorize reimbursement for the highway superintendent. When we authorized him for the highway school, we did not include, or maybe the highway superintendent didn't include, the cost for a three-night stay at the Country Inn Suites, and three nights are $125 per night, so I would need a resolution authorizing a payment to the highway superintendent in the amount of $370.
It's what? It goes to Country Inn Suites.
All right. I will modify that and ask that the resolution direct payment to Country Inn Suites by Carlson.
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? Roll call.
Councilman Hogan?
Yes.
Councilman Van Tassel?
Yes.
Councilwoman LeClaire?
Yes.
Councilman Noonan?
Yes.
Supervisor Kuzniers?
Yes.
Next item for discussion is automotive repair. I believe this is for the water department.
Yes.
And it's to McKinney's Automotive Repair. The town board authorized payment for work done on that vehicle on June 12th in the amount of $762.89. However, upon completing the work, it was indicated that it needed to have a serpentine belt replaced and bolts, which added an additional $36.17. So I need authorization to pay the additional $36.72.
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? Roll call.
Councilman Hogan?
Yes.
Councilman Van Tassel?
Yes.
Councilwoman LeClaire?
Yes.
Councilman Noonan?
Yes.
Supervisor Kuzniers?
Yes. And as part of our procurement policy, we require three prices when they exceed $500. Is that accurate? And we had paper purchased by one of the department heads, which exceeded that amount by $30.80. So I need town board authorization to make payment to Leland Paper Company in the amount of $503.80. Would come from account A7140.4.
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? Roll call.
Councilman Hogan?
Yes.
Councilman Van Tassel?
Yes.
Councilwoman LeClaire?
Yes.
Councilman Noonan?
Yes.
Supervisor Kuzniers?
Yes. Next item on the agenda is we conducted work power washing one of our water tanks, which was done and authorized to be done by the Pittsburgh Tank and Tower. I just want to point out for the record, this was something that was authorized by the previous administration, and it was in the amount over $10,000. I don't have a record of written quotes. I know that conversations were had that in an attempt to get the three quotes, and we were unable to do that. So we're just looking for approval to make the payment in the amount of $24,200. And the money would come from Water 28310.4. Is that accurate?
Yeah, yes.
Will that work for you?
Yes.
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion?
I didn't hear who made the second. I'm sorry.
Mr. Noonan.
Councilman Hogan?
Yes.
Councilman Van Tassel?
Yes.
Councilwoman LeClaire?
Yes.
Councilman Noonan?
Yes.
Supervisor Kuzniers?
Yes. And the final item for discussion this evening is a bill from Lewis and Greer, PC. Rudy needs approval to pay Lewis and Greer in the amount of $14,670.50 for the period May 1st through May 31st, 2018, for the Erie Boulevard case. And included in this amount is a direct payment to George Bunk for December 2017 in the amount of $6,000, and also to George Bunk, who is a expert witness, for January 2018 in the amount of $2,400, and to Management Information Systems Incorporated for May 2018 in the amount of $2,422.50. And again, the total would be
$14,670.50.
So,
second.
Step it out. Works. Any discussion?
I heard that.
Just wanted to make sure you heard me.
Councilman Hogan?
Yes.
Councilman Van Tassel?
Yes.
Councilwoman LeClaire?
Yes.
Councilman Noonan?
Yes.
Supervisor Kuzniers?
Yes. Sounds like we could really have hello. Anything else?
I just need those signed and be honest.
So Are we still recording?
Yep.
What I just read here in these minutes about $500 expense, there's an exception for recreation purchases of paper products up to $1,000.
Yeah, I think paper products was.
Okay, well,
I'm okay with that. Did you read that?
Well, I'm just reading this right here where it's this highlighted, but it's, it looks like with recreation, there's an exception to the rule of.
It's $1,000, but it's not. They still need the three quotes because that's over $500. They don't need board approval, and they don't need a PO, but they do need the three quotes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. I'm just trying to clarify things.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You can ask that.
Which states are the main ones?
Those are the ones that are waiting for money. If you, just read that. You don't have to read it each individual, just that we have. Us, we have vouchers. You don't have to. Just put the, make the total. That's all.
Yeah. All right. So. Marv is working on that. We do have outstanding vouchers in the amount totaling $9,067.24 to date, which are for legal services and engineering, and it's for trust and agency type projects, and the funding is not there at this point in time. So we will hold those.
Yes. Okay. I don't. I mean, I quickly looked through them, but yeah.
No, it started a little bit later than most of my peers, but did you get the bond resolution? So you had to work out first.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
Because by the time we had it,
yes.
So we would. All right. With that, I'll entertain a motion to approve the bills as audited.
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? Roll call. Okay.
Councilman Hogan?
Yes.
Councilman Van Tassel?
Yes.
Councilwoman LeClaire?
Yes.
Councilman Noonan?
Yes.
Supervisor Kuzniers?
Yes.
And with that, I'll make a motion to close the audit meeting.
So moved.
I have a minute. Pardon? I have 1 minute. Come on up. I'll give you two.
Good
evening. It's caught my attention over the last little bit of time here that. A couple pieces of paper for you. The first one from Ferguson is just a quote that shows us how much it costs.
Hang on just a second. Can we make a motion, withdraw the motion?
We need to withdraw.
Yeah.
Motion to withdraw the current motion. I think.
Did we vote on it?
No.
No.
All right, so just.
I'll withdraw the motion.
All right, go ahead. What it does is it shows how much it costs us to do a tap, just the cost of the material to tap a water line for a new home.
We're doing one this week over in Peter Dan with an 8-inch, an 8-inch saddle, and the 8-inch, everything on here that's 8-inch, it shows on there.
Uh-huh.
Tells you how much it costs. We get $1,400 to do it right now. It doesn't cover our labor by any stretch of the imagination. The other piece that I gave you is from Queensbury. It shows what, if they were going to do that tap tomorrow, it's a $2,600 for a 1-inch long tap. We're getting $1,400 to do the same thing. Mm-hmm. We're not getting enough money to cover our materials and our labor. So I think we need to look at how much we're charging and how much, we're actually losing on this. And we shouldn't be losing money when we're doing it.
Yeah, when I spoke with Jesse, I asked him just briefly to bring it up this evening. And what I'd like to do is have him talk with the water committee, come up with a recommendation, and then maybe we'll take it up at our last board meeting.
And then, of course, there's also on there what it would cost us for a 12-inch and a 16-inch tap and saddle and the different stuff that we'd have to do that with, too, so that you can see what the difference is. We just did recently a 2-inch tap.
What is it? When you talk about 2-inch tap versus a 1-inch tap, what are you talking about? Is that the diameter of the pipe?
Of the line that we're putting into the ground. We did one the other day for a sprinkler system for a state house over on the Daffodil.
Okay.
And they figure all 2-inch stuff, 2-inch line, 2-inch saddle, 2-inch tap, 2-inch curve locks, all that stuff is. And you can see what a 2-inch line long side would cost if you were up in Queensbury. And that just about covers the price of everything.
When it says short side, long side, or short, long, what does that mean?
Short side is the same side that the main is on. Long side means you've got to go underneath the road.
For the road, okay.
To get on the other side.
And then 2-inch open cut long, what does that mean?
If we have to cut the road, if the main happens to be out in the road,
okay.
So we have to do the cut out there and everything in order to get into.
Okay. So it obviously it goes into more material, more time.
The bigger the material, the more the material, the more the time, and obviously.
And whether you have to damage the road to do it versus like directional drilling, is that?
We have a mold. We do directional drill ourselves now.
Okay. So I, and this is what I'm looking at with the short versus long. Short if you're right on the same side.
Because it used to be if you were on the long side, you had to hire somebody to come and do it.
Right.
Cost you $1,500, $1,800.
But you've got them all for directional drilling, so you can get to
town
the
does
side.
It for themselves. No.
Right. Yeah. Okay. And you don't have to damage the road doing it.
Pardon me.
And you're not damaging the road doing it.
Not usually.
But if the water line's underneath the road, then you have to actually cut into the road to do it.
Right.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you, Chris.
Thanks.
So with that, I entertain a motion to close the audit meeting.
So
second.
And you second.
Hogan.
Councilman Hogan?
Yes.
Councilman Van Tassel?
Yes.
Councilwoman LeClaire?
Yes.
Councilman Noonan?
Yes.
Supervisor Kuzniers?
Yes.
All set, Dan?
Ready.
I'd like to welcome everyone to the regular town board meeting for June 26, 2018. With that, I'll ask for a roll call.
Councilman Hogan?
Here.
Councilman Van Tassel?
Here.
Councilwoman LeClaire?
Here.
Councilman Noonan?
Here.
Supervisor Kuzniers?
Yes. And with that, I would like everyone to stand for a pledge of allegiance. I believe we have a veteran in the audience. Ask that he lead us.
The pledge of allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Before we begin, I just want to make a point of reference. One of my colleagues died, a member of the Board of Supervisors, in a farm accident last Friday. He was very active in Saratoga County. He had begun his career as Paul Lent as a deputy with the Saratoga County
Sheriff's Department. They're becoming director of Saratoga County, director of emergency services in the late 1980s and again in the 2000s. He made many contributions to public safety in the county. He was instrumental in instituting the first 911 system for Saratoga County, and then in 2009, he was responsible for the digital 800 trunk radio system that brought true interoperability to all emergency services. So with that, I'd like a moment of silence. Thank you. First item on the agenda is approval of minutes. Because of different attendance, I think we'll take them individually. So I'll begin with May 30th, 2018, which is the end of the month audit meeting. Is there a motion to adopt?
Most
actually, there's any changes to it. So. Corrections?
None. None that I'm aware of.
Motion to adopt the meeting minutes from the audit meeting May 30th, 2018.
Seconded.
Any discussion? Roll call.
Councilman Hogan?
Yes.
Councilman Van Tassel?
Yes.
Councilwoman LeClaire?
Abstain.
Councilman Noonan?
Abstain.
Supervisor Kuzniers?
Yes. Next minutes for approval are for June 12, 2018, which was a regular town board meeting. Any corrections to those? If not, I'll entertain a motion to adopt.
Motion to adopt regular town board meeting June 12th, 2018.
Second.
Any discussion? Roll call.
Councilman Hogan?
Abstain.
Councilman Van Tassel?
Yes.
Councilwoman LeClaire?
Yes.
Councilman Noonan?
Yes.
Supervisor Kuzniers?
Yes. I have listed on there also the minutes of June 21st, 2018, which was a Recreation Department workshop. I know that board members, I believe, just received them in their mailboxes yesterday. I'm not sure if they had an opportunity to review them. If not, we can table them until the next meeting.
Table.
So we will table those minutes. Next item on the agenda is to set future meetings and workshops. I would like to schedule a workshop for July 17th. For a discussion with Saratoga County Prosperity Partnership, which is working on putting together an economic development plan for the town, and I would suggest a meeting take place at 6 p.m. if the board is able to do that.
Yes.
Yeah. All right, so we'll schedule it for 6 p.m. on July 17th.
6 or 6. 6.
Next item on the agenda, I would like the board to authorize engaging the services of Tavner Ryan Kinnery LLC as special counsel for the town at an hourly rate of $225 per hour.
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? Roll call.
I did see paperwork on this, but is this the attorney that specializes in sewer-related work?
Yes.
Yes, okay.
Yeah, and we will be getting, before we engage that firm's services, we will get a proposal.
Okay.
But as is customary, which we do at our organizational meetings at the beginning of the year, except for who's going to provide professional services.
Okay. So yeah.
I think it would be important, beneficial to the town of Moreau that we have them on board.
Okay. Roll call.
Councilman Hogan?
Yes.
Councilman Van Tassel?
Yes.
Councilwoman LeClaire?
Yes.
Councilman Noonan?
Yes.
Supervisor Kuzniers?
Yes. The next item on the agenda is workplace training, item number 4. As a result of action on the part of the state legislature, local governments are now required to do mandatory annual sexual harassment training and establish a written anti-harassment policy. Beginning October 9th of this year, employers will be required to distribute a written anti-harassment policy and provide annual sexual harassment training to all its employees. I know that the State Department of Labor and the State Division of Human Rights is also developing a training program and a model sexual harassment policy for employers to use. And in addition to that, a municipality may develop its own policy and training program as long as it meets the standards established by the state agencies and the law. The policies must include a complaint form to be used by employees. The training must include an explanation of sexual harassment, examples of prohibited harassment, supervisor responsibilities, state and federal anti-harassment laws, including the remedies provided by each, and an explanation of employees' rights and the forms in which complaints can be made. My office reached out to Nightmare. They have a sample handbook that we can use. My suggestion would be that the, or what I had to ask, is that the personnel committee work on this for Lynn and how we should implement it, and at the earliest convenience, and we will get that in place once figure out how we should do that. And that would include council members LeClaire and Van Tassel. Another mandate by the state, unfunded mandate. Next item on the agenda, item 5, is a single license for July. The town clerk received a request for renewal from the Moreau Community Center. Board members should have a copy of that as well as the actual application. I know that we have a signed affidavit of the moral character from Southwest Falls Chief Judd regarding the two new individuals that are being added to the list, and that they have no record of contacts, arrest, convictions in the village of Southwest Falls, and that he attests to consider them to be residents in good standing. So with that, I would be looking for a resolution to sign the bingo license.
Is that all you need, or do we have to answer questions?
Well, we do have to answer questions. So the first one, which has been the problematic one, is all the members designated on the application to conduct bingo are of good moral character and have never been convicted of a crime. Yes or no?
Yes.
And we'll need a signature on what we have of the person conducting the investigation on the form.
You normally sign that. You did the last time.
I did not conduct the investigation. I did?
You did.
Wow, I must be slipping. Will you attach a copy of the investigation, the background check, to the form? How does that work?
To send to the state?
Yeah.
No, I just send them this.
So you have a record of it?
I keep the record myself.
Motion to authorize the direct supervisor to sign the application.
Second. Any discussion? Roll call.
Councilman Hogan?
Yes.
Councilman Van Tassel?
Yes.
Councilwoman LeClaire?
Yes.
Councilman Noonan?
Yes.
Supervisor Kuzniers?
Yes. And I'll just continue down the remaining eight questions. Applicant is qualified, authorized organization is defined in the bingo licensing law. Yes or no? All the members designated in the application to conduct games are bona fide active members of the applicant organization.
Yes.
I presume yes. Premises presently owned or occupied by applicant are in every respect adequate and suitable for conducting bingo games.
Yes.
The bingo games are to be conducted in accordance with the provisions of the bingo licensing law, the rules and regulations of the Gaming Commission, and local ordinances.
Yes.
Entire net proceeds are to be devoted to exclusively to one or more of the lawful purposes as defined in the bingo licensing law and rules and regulations of the Gaming Commission.
Yes.
for satisfactory proof that no commission, salary, compensation, reward, recompense will be paid or given to any person for conducting the games or assisting therein, except to the extent authorized by the bingo licensing law and the rules and regulations of the gaming commission. There's a satisfactory proof that the type and value of the prizes offered and given will be in accordance with the provisions of the bingo licensing law. If applicable, the rent to be paid to an authorized bingo lessor is reasonable and does not exceed that established by the commission. Next item on the agenda is Recreation Department requests. Request to purchase t-shirts for the Summer Rec Sports Program. The board, due to timeliness, was pulled and we took actions on it, so we need to memorialize it for the benefit of the public. And for the record, we did receive three quotes for the t-shirts. The one was from Arca Inc., which is $5 each. It was a two-week turnaround. There's no option to rush the product, and there's a $30 setup charge. The next vendor was Northwind Graphics, which only print on the front of the t-shirt. We'd have to go pick it up in Clifton Park, and there's a $15 setup, but the price was $5 each. There's also a two-week turnaround, and there's no option to rush the product. And then the third quote we had was from Northeast Promo, and there was no setup fee. They printed on both the front and back, and it's $5 each. With a rush charge, it was $5.75. So I'm looking for a motion to go with Northeast Promo for an amount not to exceed $862.50. We're also a local firm, and it would come from account A7310.4. Which has a current balance of $5,860.02. So,
second.
Any discussion?
No.
Roll call.
Councilman Hogan?
Yes.
Councilman Van Tassel?
Yes.
Councilwoman LeClaire?
Yes.
Councilman Noonan?
Yes.
Supervisor Kuzniers?
Yes. Next item under Recreation Department request is a resolution to hire an employee, and I'm looking for a resolution to hire Dale Baker as a seasonal lifeguard for the Recreation Department, and that he be compensated at the rate of $12 per hour. The town board was polled, and we have moved forward on this, so I'd ask that it be effective June 15th, because we wanted to get the beach open in a timely fashion. Subject to successful completion of a background check and pre-employment physical, and normally we do within 2 weeks. I'm going to ask that we do it within 3 weeks because of the high of the holiday. And you won't be able to get in there until July 5th. So if somebody would move that motion.
So
moved.
Any discussion? Roll call.
Councilman Hogan?
Yes.
Councilman Van Tassel?
Yes.
Councilwoman LeClaire?
Yes. Yes.
Councilman Noonan?
Yes.
Supervisor Kuzniers?
Yes. Next item on the agenda is a request from the court. Under that topic, the board member should have a copy of a letter of resignation to both Justices McCabe and Alden from Ken Powers, who is resigning.
That's on June 1st. I think it's at the top of the letter on June 1st. That was his effective date. Right?
Oh, okay. It dated that.
Yeah.
As a design, I didn't want to finish working. So I need the board to accept his resignation. He's taken a position assisting troubled youth in our area, and he wants to use his formal education. And we want to wish Ken all our best wishes in all his future endeavors.
So moved. Second.
Roll call.
Councilman Hogan?
Yes.
Councilman Van Tassel?
Yes.
Councilwoman LeClaire?
Yes.
Councilman Noonan?
Yes.
Supervisor Kuzniers?
Yes. And as a result of that, the court is requesting that we hire Ed Scalo, who is a current part-time employee, to replace Ken Powers. He'll work no more than 17 and a half hours per week, unless covering for a full-time employee at a salary of $12 per hour. He will also maintain his current security position with the court.
Motion to approve. Second.
And I would just add that this is to be effective June 27th.
Councilman Hogan?
Yes.
Councilman Van de Asselt?
Yes.
Councilwoman LeClaire?
Yes.
Councilman Noonan?
Yes.
Supervisor Kuzmir?
Yes.
Just, may I make a point?
Sure.
Guy's already had his fingerprints on. He's already been vetted. He's already had his background search on. He's also had his physical with the town. So it really is going to save the town quite a bit of money and the court too. So just to let you know, he's had been completely vetted. So.
No, it's a great benefit to the town, and we have we reached out to civil services, no problems doing that.
Yeah.
Thank you, Judge.
Yeah.
Next item on the agenda is item 8, which is Highway Department request. I believe board members should have a copy to purchase gasoline for 2018 year. From Global Montello Group in the amount of $10,000, looking for an open PO.
Yes.
So this money would come from account DB5122.460, which as of June 4th had a current balance of $22,465.64. This would be under state contract BC66690.
So moved.
Seconded.
Any discussion? Roll call.
Councilman Hogan?
Yes.
Councilman Van Tassel?
Yes.
Councilwoman LeClaire?
Yes.
Councilman Noonan?
Yes.
Supervisor Kuzmirs?
Yes. Next item on the agenda, we had a presentation at the last board meeting from Potential Management Group by Jim Bono. We're working with National Grid as a subcontractor regarding LED lighting. I know board members have had information. We don't have the complete information from the financial side of things, but we should have them for the next board meeting, so we ask that we table any action on that this evening.
Great. I had a couple questions on that, though. I had done some paperwork, and it sounded like they wanted to change LED lighting in here.
Not at town hall.
Not at town hall. Where's that?
We've got both highway garages. Rec, the annex,
okay.
And I think there's one. Oh, there's another building at Highway, right? You got three buildings at Highway?
Okay.
Yeah, there's actually the landfill garage, that's correct.
Transfer station?
Yeah.
Okay. Are they changing fixtures or are they changing bulbs?
I think he addressed that, but I don't remember what he said.
Fixtures would need, the fixtures would stay the same, but the ducts would change. In every situation where they could, there were some situations he described that where the fixtures would also have to change.
Okay.
So they'll retrofit where they can.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Change fixtures where they can.
Okay. All right. Thank
so,
you. The paperwork I got looked like it was for this building. And
it wasn't complete. We're waiting. The holdup isn't on James's part, it's on National Grid's part.
Okay.
So he's waiting for the most current financials on that. And had come as of today. And so basically I'll be looking from the board whether they want to finance it or not finance the change. We move forward with that.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, the final proposal.
Yeah, we'll have that.
Good.
So we'll table that.
All right. Thank you.
The next item on the agenda is a request from the Glens Falls Symphony for an advertisement. The town historically has done this in the past. We can go anywhere from a quarter page on up to a full page. In the past, we have done a quarter page ad, which cost us $205 last year. We have budgeted $220 for this advertisement for this year. If the board is so inclined, I would recommend that we continue with a quarter page ad. And I believe Jeffrey has done a mock-up of that based off of last year's for town board approval. Mm-hmm. So if you're okay with that, we'll move forward.
Yeah, motion. Motion to approve moving forward with the expenditure for the support of the Glens Falls Symphony and advertisement in the amount of?
Not to exceed $200.
Not to exceed $200.
Seconded.
Councilman Hogan?
Yes.
Councilman Van Tassel?
Yes.
Councilwoman LeClaire?
Yes.
Councilman Noonan?
Yes.
Supervisor Kuznir?
Yes. This time we're at item 11 on the agenda, which is privilege of the floor. Anybody wishing to address the board or make comments, please state your name for the record.
Good evening, board. Number nine's item here. Nothing with this gentleman is discussing the lighting districts about replacement of bulbs. Based on what I heard this evening in front of the public, the second is that you need to understand that the biggest account that the town pays is the building account, the bridge account. Glens Falls Bridge account is the largest bill. It pays roughly $3,000 a month to $4,000 a month, and you're not addressing that as that is an expense to that. And then you're not understanding that if you replace bulbs, now becomes the town's responsibility, not National Grid. So you need to be prepared to deal with that in-house. As long as you're aware of that, those are the things that I want to bring out about this National Grid project. You need to be more aware. Yes, the bulbs will be great maybe 1 to 5, 7, 10, 15 years. But year 15 to 25, the town might be responsible, and we might have to deal with it in-house. We should be prepared to replace them with proper techniques and properly trained employees.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Anyone else like to address the board? Seeing no one else, we'll move on to supervisors' items. First item that I have is correspondence from Christopher Harrington, who's the Queensbury Water Superintendent, which we received in my office June 18th of this year, which is actually a good correspondence, and I'll read it to for the public benefit. I know the board members have a copy. It says, Mr. Kuzmiers, the actual cost of production of water in 2017 was 92 cents per 1,000 gallons, 87 cents per 1,000 gallons plus 5 cents transmission cost. The year 2017 budget rate was $1.16 per 1,000 gallons, and this gives the town of Monroe a credit of 24 cents per 1,000 gallons for the year 2017. So based on the meter used for 2017, which was 182 million, 94,500 gallons at 24 cents per thousand. The town will receive a credit of $43,702.56, which will be credited to the fall bill. So, good news.
I like good news.
I want to make the board aware that I received a complaint in my office regarding handicap access to the town hall from Julie Leskovec, who resides at 29 Oakfield Drive. She wanted to officially file a complaint in the supervisor's office. She cited the lack of handicap entrances, poor placement of curb cut, and accessibility. And I also had an opportunity to meet with Peter Iskandarian, who is the director of Monroe State Park. We had a great conversation, and he was looking to partner with the town in some expansion of the trails that we have in our community, and maybe even the possibility of some land transactions down the road, which would be beneficial to both the town and the state park. And interestingly, which I was not aware, as many people who utilize the state park may know, especially on a beautiful day, that because of limited parking, they will stop allowing access to the park, and lines will build up out on the highway. And what the staff does down there is refer them to the beach that we have, was recently featured in the paper. So, you know, knowing that, that's going to, you know, contribute to increased use of that facility, and maybe that's something that would be very beneficial to the town if we wanted to expand services that we operate, and maybe eventually have a snack bar or something like that, which contribute to the revenue for our overall rec programs. So, you know, that's something to consider. That's all I have under, I have one more item. Council member Vantasso and myself met with GTM Payroll Services for about an hour this week to consider a proposal that they have for the town regarding outsourcing some of our, outsourcing our payroll. We have early numbers are not tight. I know that they will need additional information from us, and so I think I will refer that possibly to the Technology Committee, Economic Development Committee, for maybe their thoughts on that, and the other board member obviously can provide input. And, you know, I think we should seriously consider that if we can demonstrate that we can make more use, efficient use of personnel and save money for the taxpayers moving forward. So I think that's a conversation that should be had before next year's budget. And with that, that's all I have on the supervisors' items, committee reports. If anybody has anything they'd like to report on.
Well, as far as the rec, we had obviously we had a meeting, and within that, we were discussing fees for field use. And I'm not sure if this is the time to address that, but that was one of the things was that we were discussing charging for the use of the soccer fields, the cross fields,
right,
for the football field, essentially, at a fee of, what, $40 an hour per field to help generate revenue so that we could actually grow the park versus where it maintain,
right,
so to speak. As such, I didn't know if we, at this point, do we need to do a resolution, or is that something that we should do at the next meeting?
So, what we can do it this evening, my recommendation would be, because the minutes of that workshop have not been approved, you know, I want that to be available to the public.
Okay.
And my suggestion would be that
let's address
it
at the next meeting.
We take it up at the next meeting when that conversation is in written form for the public.
Okay. You good with that?
Good.
Yeah, I would agree with you. Maybe have some more discussion between committee members too about some ideas. I've been able to talk to a couple of the folks who run some of those leagues down there, just to get an idea of some of the thoughts and, you know, who's in those programs, and maybe a few more discussions might have to happen before we stamp this one.
Okay. Do you think they could be had before the next town board meeting? So we,
yeah,
one,
I think so.
Okay,
great.
Okay.
Thank you. Any other comments or committee?
I'm just wondering if you want to address that real quick.
Well, I do, yes, I was remiss in leaving this off on the supervisor's items. We have a notice from the Saratoga County Clerk, Craig Hanner, regarding Crandall Public Library. We have received notice that Reed Antis was nominated to fill the vacant position for the town of Monroe expiring on December 31st, 2019. And he was sworn in at a regular board meeting of trustees on May 30th of 2018. And we also have a record of the original oath of office for Reed. So thank you, Mr. Antis, for being willing to do that. And hope that you will report back regularly on the meeting. Be glad.
Thank you.
Anything else? Do you have committee meetings or anything any board member may have?
Speak into the mic.
This time, the what? What'd you say?
I said, speak into the mic.
Oh, okay. I met with Ted Monsoor, the supervisor down at the transfer station, about the progress on some of the items that we need to take care of down there. I know, thank you, John, for taking care of the leaves and getting all of that done.
Get it.
And Ted is working on some quotes for signs and a map for the gentleman, the people working there to stand on, checking and getting the ceiling enclosed down there. So look for quotes for speech and voice to see if they can do it because they have done work down there in the past. So I will meet with him as soon as he has more information. I've been down to rec and now the tournaments are slowing down. Hopefully we can start to come up with that list of their recommendations on buildings that we can repair, such as the roof on the main building, such as that. So we'll kind of put our feet in the sand until we got through tournaments. So hopefully in the next couple of weeks we'll have that for everybody.
Any other items for board members? Comments? So the next item on the agenda, item 14, is the public hearing on Sewer District 1 Extension 5, which is advertised for 8 p.m. this evening. So we will stand at ease until 8 p.m. Okay, welcome everyone. We are in the midst of a regular town board meeting currently. Listed on the agenda, we are at item 14, which is the public hearing on Sewer District 1, Extension 5, Revised. So with that, I'd like to welcome everyone and thank you for being here this evening and for taking the time to attend tonight's public hearing on the revised map plan and report for Sewer District 1, Extension 5. Up here we have our town clerk, Leanne McKay, council member Hogan, council member Van Tassel, council member LeClaire, council member Noonan, and our council, Carla Bittner. So with that, I'll ask that the clerk read the public hearing notice.
Town of Moreau, order of town board scheduling public hearing on extension number 5 of sewer district number 1 in the town of Moreau. Notice is hereby given that a modified map plan and report dated May 2018 has been prepared in a manner and detail as determined by the town board of the town of Moreau and Article 12A of the town law regarding extension number 5 of sewer district number 1 in the town of Moreau. The modified map plan and report dated May 2018 were prepared by LeBurge Group showing the boundaries of the proposed extension number 5 of sewer district number 1, the project justification and cost estimates. The modified map plan and report dated May 2018 shows the boundaries of the proposed extension number 5 of sewer district number 1 and the locations of the property contained in the extension of the sewer district. Extension number 5 of sewer district number 1 is comprised of 535 acres consisting of 86 parcels. The improvements proposed for said extension number 5 consist of the construction of sewer facilities, including furnishing equipment, machinery, apparatus, appurtenances, and incidental improvements and expenses in connection therewith. All is more fully described in the map plan and report dated May 2018, herein before described. The estimated cost to extend sewer district number 1 and install the necessary infrastructure is $16 million. The proposed method of financing the cost of said improvements consists of the issuance of $16 million in serial bonds from the New York State Environmental Facilities Corporation, maturing in annual installments over a period not exceeding 30 years. The estimated total yearly cost for each property in the proposed district is identified in Appendix M of the MAP Plan and Report dated May 2018 and is broken down into debt service and operation maintenance cost components. The MAP Plan and Report dated May 2018 describing the improvements is on file in the Town Clerk's office and is available for public inspection. The Town Board will conduct a public hearing for Extension Number 5 of Sewer District Number 1 on June 26, 2018 at 8 p.m. at the Moreau Town Hall located at 351 Reynolds Road, Town of Moreau, County of Saratoga, New York. All persons interested in this matter shall be heard at the said date and time. This order and notice of public hearing was duly adopted by resolution of the Town Board of the Town of Moreau on June 12, 2018.
Thank you, Leanne. Before I give a brief overview, anyone who wishes to speak and hasn't had an opportunity to sign in, please do so I can get that information and get you on the list of speakers this evening. Just briefly, as an overview of where we are, the Town Board has made economic development and job creation one of our top priorities. In doing so, we know that we cannot get the needed growth in our community and our commercial tax base if we don't have infrastructure developed along our commercial corridor. If we get that, there's no question that we can maintain the low taxes that our community has, and we can also, while maintaining low taxes, increase the necessary services to serve the residents of our community. Without sewer infrastructure, we can't do that. So, to that point, the town has put forth a map plan and report. We held a public hearing on it in the middle of May. We received public comment. The town board heard from many individuals, primarily residential property owners, that were concerned about the affordability in the proposed district. The town board was very responsive to those concerns. At a later meeting of the town board, we directed the town engineers to modify the map plan and report and pull out the 10 residential properties. Prior to that meeting, the board has held over 7 meetings that included a discussion on sewer infrastructure installation along the Route 9 corridor, including a workshop that was dedicated to a discussion on sewer. Members of the public were able to question town board members, our engineers, and that has helped guide us to get to where we are this evening in putting the revised proposal together. In addition, I have sent several letters to property owners over this time period regarding the proposed district going back to March, and most recently is last week. And I've updated property owners every step of the way of where the town is in the process of putting sewer district and putting the sewer district proposal together. We have been exceedingly transparent through every step of this process. All the information that we have made available to the public. No other board, since I've been on the board, I'm in my 17th year, has been as transparent and forthright in providing such encouragement to the public to be involved and provide their input. After closing the public hearing, as indicated, we made those modifications, which has led us here to this public hearing this evening. As a result, we are holding this public hearing to receive public comment, which is required under Article 12A of the Town Law. And this time period this evening will be exclusively yours. It's your opportunity, as I mentioned at the last public hearing, to be heard, make comments to the board, and the revised proposal. I'd also like to point out this evening that the board has the option, and this is very important to emphasize, to create the district and not move forward if we believe that we don't have an affordable project because we haven't received the necessary financing that is projected in the proposal that's before you this evening. And it won't cost the district residents anything upon creating that district if we don't move forward. But I can tell you, if we do create the district, that will start the ball rolling with enormous opportunities for the landowners, especially those that own vacant property in the proposed district. So before we begin tonight, there's a couple of ground rules I would like to cover regarding how the public hearing is going to be conducted. I will use the sign-in sheets, which anyone who wishes to speak or not speak for the purpose of whom will be called to speak this evening. I will ask that the speakers come to the podium, announce whether you're in the district or out of the district, what your name is, and what your address is. Preference is going to be given to those individuals in the district before we move on to those individuals who reside outside the district. We will limit the time at the podium to 5 minutes. We've done that by resolution at our organizational meeting. Once everyone has had an opportunity to be heard first go around, we will come back to anyone else who wants to continue to speak in 5 minute blocks. And then finally, I would ask that all your comments be germane to the map plan and report, because that's what the public hearing is all about this evening. So with that, I'm going to turn it over to the town's engineer on this project, Don Rhodes, who is with the LaBerge Group, who will give a brief overview of the project and how we got to where we are from the last public hearing.
Great. Thank you, Supervisor. It's my pleasure to be here, and it's a lot of you I recognize from past presentations, so I'm going to go through this pretty quick and mostly focus on things that changed since the last time you heard from me. Again, the goal has been multi-pronged. There's an environmental benefit associated with this project, and there's the economic development component. The environmental benefit is being able to provide sewer service to areas with fast-draining soils. The septic is bypassing the treatment process and getting into the groundwater much sooner than it should be. The economic development component makes those rates sustainable long-term. So although we're proposing a rate that's really expensive right now, it's necessary in order to be able to address these environmental challenges, but it will also spur the economic development needed to reduce those rates. So what specifically changed? The supervisor spoke about this. Already, but essentially we took the 1, 2, and 3 family homes out. Total, there was 8 parcels removed. The project cost and the infrastructure required remains the same. The only difference literally is that there's 8 less lateral stubs needed to be made. So the overall infrastructure costs are identical. Generally, the current proposal is to focus sewers near exit 17 and include 1 parcel on Bluebird Road. That section was added on Bluebird Road because there's some issues there, and the owner seemed to support the project, so that area was added. And the sewers in on the left-hand side of the screen here, exit 17, were added because that was the area that continued to lobby the board to move forward with a sewer project. They said that the sewer project was needed to encourage economic development, and that's where it goes. The overall project includes connecting those 2 points with a force main in between along Bluebird Road. So in between here, you'll have conventional gravity systems going into pump stations into a force main that will go down Bluebird Road. Should fit in here. And it will connect into the sewer force main that was added for the industrial park, and that will send the flow to the city of Glens Falls for final treatment. This section here will be developed as a low-pressure sewer system. When you're looking at comparison, you can see what was proposed in the past that was rejected by the public. What you see here in blue is the current proposal. The areas in here are the areas in between. Those areas were clearly not supported by the public on 2 past attempts. So they're removed under the current proposal. The new service area is much smaller, although the horse vein does go past the Bluebird Road area. And nothing prevents people from connecting in a future project. The problem is, by adding them now, it increased project costs. Multiple pump stations would have had to be installed along this line, which drove the costs up for those that are clearly in support of the project, or at least we believe that there's a broad support for a project in these areas. So that's why this area was dropped off. The rate setting, as we talked about in the last meeting, is a little complicated, but it works pretty well so that we can share costs based on benefit. There will be an ad valorem rate that's used to recover costs to construct the system and to recover fixed annual costs for operation and maintenance. That's probably adding a person to the sewer department, as well as anything that you need to do to maintain your systems. 10% of that will be based on ag acreage for the recovering debt service. There's also going to be a usage rate, and that's going to cover costs for electricity to convey flows and the actual final treatment costs for one's falls. So that's going to be based on the amount of flow that you discharge into the system. The proposed rate approach effectively better allocates the cost to those that are significantly benefited. Vacant lands under past proposals using an EDU approach ended up getting a pretty sweet deal. They would have the pipe in front of their property, not really have to pay to construct it, and be able to increase the value of their property significantly on day one when that sewer pipe gets in place. Charges will not be, there won't be a connection charge or a usage charge if you're not connected and the town is not requiring connection. Each customer that does want to connect is going to have to connect to the sewer lateral at the right-of-way. That's where it will be stubbed. And every property is different, so you can't estimate those costs at this time. The plan of finance, pretty simple. We have $16 million and we need to get to pay for it somehow. Based on rates alone, it was an unaffordable project. Assuming 0% interest and $4 million in grants, we came up with a project cost that you see in the Met Plan report. That's pretty much the best we can do. There's no guarantees that some of this will come to pass. But if the grant and the 0% interest, as you heard the supervisor say, the project doesn't go forward because the project is no longer affordable. This is how that breaks out. $12 million will be at 0% interest. Currently, there's a total assessed value of about $53 million. And these are the rates. Because of the removal of the 1-3 family homes, rates went up about 20 cents for the assessed value for debt service. Again, a pretty minor cost difference for acreage. And same for the assessed value, the ad valorem portion of the OAS, which is 119. In the future, it will be 122 under this map plan report. The usage rate doesn't change because that's based on overall use. The usage was 455, but the ad valorem piece will basically go up 6 cents. The cost for average property, I'm not sure how useful this is for people. This had to be added because that's part of the comptroller requirement. But the average property is somewhat skewed. When you're looking at the total costs in here, there's some very valuable properties. There's 11 parcels that exceed $1 million, and there's one parcel that exceeds $6 million. So this cost, that's the average property cost, isn't realistic for people to budget against. You should really be looking at the table in the map plan report to see what your individual costs are per parcel. The median property is probably a little bit more because that represents the middle of the assessment. And the median property is effectively the total cost of about $3,000, $3,300. When you're looking at a commercial on-site system, they're pretty costly. This would be your upfront cost as development occurs. That price goes down. It is a big number, but it's the only thing that will fits the cost required to do this project as defined. Estimated cost per parcel are shown in the back of the book, in Appendix M. You can go in, find your property, and pick up the cost. The effect of growth, you've heard this, heard me talk about it, and the supervisor talk about it. Economic development makes things a little bit better for people, not to mention townwide tax benefits, because there's more assessed value specific to this project. You'll see that there's reductions. Hudson Headwaters was already committed to a project that's about a $10 million project. Once that project comes online, the ad valorem debt service rate goes down by $1.08. It's pretty significant. Ad valorem rate for operation and management would be reduced by 19 cents. Not a big deal, but this is a big number. When we began this project, we said, what's a guesstimate or a theoretical potential that we might be able to get for development in this corridor? And we looked at what happens along areas that have large vacant pieces of land, and some of our planners helped us come up with this estimate based on a pro forma analysis, and we felt about $80 million would be realistic within a five-year period. That represents a pretty significant increase to the existing $43 million assessed value. It reduced the overall rates by over 60%. So you can see that being supportive of economic development has a significant potential to change the rates that people will be paying. Once you couple $80 million here and $10 million there, you'll see other things develop that will have that number grow even more. So the next steps, board considers public comment tonight. They have some resolutions to process. But again, there's a lot of work that happens, and it won't happen until after a district is formed, or at least the resolutions are processed for a district to be formed. Because the next steps after all the town processes are done is we have to bring together the plan of finance. Grant funding and financing is the next step. Without those pieces, the project doesn't move forward, and it will take a while to pull that together. So assuming that we're able to move forward and be able to pull that funding and financing together, it may be 2 to 3 years before construction is complete and the projected sewer rates are applicable. In that meantime, there should be several projects that are underway and ready to be assessed to have those rates go down. I'd like to clarify a few things at this point and get some information to the public that has come to light since we had our last public hearing. The income survey, we were using that to position the town for funding and financing, grant funding and financing applications. It's complete. No additional surveys are needed anymore. It was a very successful survey. We've got 57 to 58% low moderate income, which means the majority of the people in this district are poor, and they need assistance to be able to afford to live here. And part of that sewer project will ensure that they can live here with grants and low-income, low-interest financing. That's how we're going to be able to pull that together. But again, without these funding components, the project can't move forward. It says the same thing. Without the grants, the project can't move forward. I'm repeating that because it's important for people to understand. Plus, there's a duplicate slide. Sorry about that. Another piece of clarification is there indeed is a few miles of force main go right by large areas that include large-scale development potential. Some projects have been approved by the planning board already on Bluebird Road. We didn't include those, and those that remember the last public hearing for the previous project, they talked about phantom EDUs, because those were counting on those projects going forward and being built in order to fund a project. Those projects have been on the shelf for quite a while now, and there's no way you can really count on that development to occur as part of your plan of finance because they're not built. If that developer doesn't move forward and that assessment doesn't materialize, it doesn't help the ratepayers. It's also why we're not including that development projection information in our map plan report. Although we talk about that $10 million and $80 million, if that doesn't happen, you're stuck with what we're showing in the map plan report. So that's why it's there. That's kind of the worst case. And we have to work together to make the best case, which is to project on development. The system will, however, be built to allow future development to connect to that pump station. The nice part about doing it this way is we can have the developers pay for the infrastructure needed to connect. That will lower the cost for all ratepayers for two reasons. Number one, we didn't include that area because the pump stations are very costly. We needed to drive down project costs to the greatest extent practical in order to get these districts forward, to move forward. But when they develop, that becomes an assessment increase that will lower costs for all ratepayers. There's a significant number of parcels in that area that that are on the shelf, and this project may allow it to advance. Another clarification is the environmental benefits of the project. It's going to help prevent groundwater contamination on site septic systems. You have excessively drained soils. The septic systems rapidly hit the groundwater without proper treatment. The sewer flow, instead of going to the groundwater, will go to Lens Falls. I know that a couple of people have talked about the fact that Lens Falls sometimes has combined sewer overflow. That means they discharge directly into the Hudson River when there's heavy storm events. It's something that Lens Falls continues to work on. If you read any of their work and their strategies and their long-term plans, they've had a significant reduction of those events. And the fees that the town has been paying in from the former sewer districts has been helping them pay for those. Part of those costs go to those types of improvements. So if somebody thinks that connecting to the Lens Falls sewer is more harmful to the environment than sending the septic down to the groundwater, I would strongly disagree based on my professional opinion. The other part is properties are shown on current tax rolls as 1, 2, and 3 family homes. Those have been removed, but commercial properties that have been used as 1 to 3 family homes, they're still in there. Also, those that have talked to the assessor recently and to have their property reclassified, it's too late. The map plan report has been completed. I know that there's at least one person that was considering doing that, but it's based on the current tax rolls that are registered as 1, 2, or 3 family homes. And with that, I hope I didn't bore everybody. And I'll turn it back to you.
Thank you very much, Don. Before we begin for public comment, as I said earlier in my remarks, I wanted to make sure that you folks had the most recent information that we up here as a board have. And in keeping with that comment, I want you to know that the Town of Rowe and Saratoga County Economic Development Corporation, as well as multiple property owners in the proposed sewer district, have been working collectively for some time now to bring in commercial development. And I want you to know that I just learned this evening from SEDC representatives and landowners in the proposed district information that I think is important for you, and I would like to share it this evening regarding this project that we've been working on. To that point, a national name brand company has expressed interest in purchasing several parcels totaling 125 acres in the proposed district. This interest is serious enough that the company has asked their developer to work through getting control of the land and the property into due diligence. Part of what they're working through is understanding the infrastructure improvements that we're attempting to make this evening and that need to take place and the time frame for those improvements to occur, as this is a fast cycle development that would need to be operational by the end of 2019. So with that, I'll just add that what this means to this project is our community has a potential for hundreds of jobs and tens of millions of dollars and assessed value that can be included in this proposal, which as part of the calculation in the district costs will significantly reduce sewer costs to landowners in the district. So with that, I'm going to turn it over to you folks. This is your public hearing. And the first person that I have on the sheet that I'd like to invite up is Mr. Vittinger. And just a reminder for everyone, there's a five-minute initial time limit for your comments.
Well, thank you for having me here. This is the third time around for this project, and the point is, without it, this town is stagnant. And there will be no growth, and you're going to have increased school tax, town tax. You can't control it. If we build it, then there's potential. There's a lot of land to be developed in the town. Seadrift County is the fastest growing town, or fastest growing county in the state. The town row has the largest land mass of any town in Seadrift County. Yet we haven't jumped on board with getting some balanced growth with commercial and industrial growth. The price of the projects come down. We're able to get a grant now, potentially $4 million. Then you incorporate in the LMI factor, which is 0% interest on the $12 million. Basically, what that saves you is $6 million in interest at 3% rate for 25 years. So if you back the interest out into there, really, you're paying $6 million for this project, plus interest, plus your grant. I mean, I don't think you can go out and come up with a plan down the road for $8 or $10 million that will take advantage of those grants. So I'm in favor of it. I'd like to see it grow, and I think it'll be a domino effect and help lower the taxes for the entire town with a period of time, you know, 4 or 5 years. Thank you.
Thank you. The next individual to speak is Tori Ryland.
Thank you. The SCDC continues to work in partnership with the town of Moreau, prospecting and attracting potential new projects along with, and as importantly, helping existing businesses expand here and stay open here. Due to this diligence, we now have several potential projects considering the town of Moreau along the commercial industrial corridor and as well as Moreau Industrial Park. The businesses and operations on our radar for attraction and retention offer multi-skilled jobs for multi-skilled level residents. They provide wages and benefits that enable their employees to own homes and vehicles and simple things like raising their children in the neighborhoods they were raised in. These employees, too, have disposable income that are required for supporting your downtowns and supporting your community causes. Infrastructure such as sewer makes the difference of sites being considered versus sites being secured, and these tenants and opportunities that will, again, be beneficial to your residents. The studies within the map plan report that the town has completed with regards to infrastructure needs, specifically the sewer in this case, has allowed our organization to promote sites along Route 90 to multiple clients. We have repeatedly showed this property and others along this corridor with no interest due to the lack of the infrastructure. If sewer was there, it is safe to say we would already have huge projects in place on the ground operating. I can only express and share that we work diligently and hard. We feel a great responsibility to the residents of Saratoga County, not to sit back at our desk and take what comes in, but most importantly, to attract companies that complement the business base that's here. I hope you'll consider this expansion.
Thank you very much. The next individual to speak is Lance Hillman.
I'm Lance Hillman, 1402 Route 9. I'm against the project. I don't believe that we can afford the project. If we had more people in, who would come in, we'd just put eight homes out. I think I'd like to see everyone get involved and get onto the sewer line. I like the idea, but I don't think we can afford it. I don't think we'll generate as much economic development as we're told. I have a hard time right now hiring good people for good paying jobs, and to bring in more business looking for another 100 employees, I don't know where they're going to come from. So I stand against the project, and I hope you will pass on it. Thank you very much.
Thank you. We have several individuals with question marks next to their name, but we have one who has submitted prior testimony, Cheryl Cross. Would you like your testimony written in the record, or would you like to speak, or both?
I would like some time to reconsider.
Okay.
I'm on the fence.
Okay. Not a problem. Next individual is Reed Andrews.
Good evening.
I do not own the property within the proposed district. My concern is the sewer plant itself, the town of Queensbury, the town of Kingsbury, city of Glens Falls, the village of South Glens Falls, as well as the town borough, feed its sewer into the city facility. We do have capacity, we have purchase capacity, and that is not my concern. In our sewer contract with the city of Glens Falls, or the sewer district, excuse me, we would have to pay for any infrastructure facility upgrade, which is above anything that we're discussing today about taxes, owner, management, and use of the sewer. So that I'm concerned. I have discussed with the supervisor several times this past year. There has been capacity that's been put into the Hudson River, a failure to handle the because of rain. And that's my concern as an environmental issue, that there is more possibility of overflow going into the river. The river that we use as a recreational area can get damaged. It was noted in the last overflow that the Fort Edward Yacht Basin, they recommend not fishing there. So if we want to use the recreational area for our residents along the river, and there is overflow from the sewer, and we will still have to pay for improvements, as well as deal with the overflow going into our recreational area. So please be concerned about that. Thank you.
Thank you. Rusty Saunders.
How you doing?
Good, how are you?
1445 State Route 9. I'm all for a sewer, but I'm really not to come on my back to be responsible to pay for it. I would pay my share, but, you know, 30 years is a lot of pain, you know, and it's just like another tax increase, basically, just the 86 individuals, not to the whole town who supports it. I'm against it.
Okay, thank you. Mayor Gattaio.
Thank you and good evening. I'm going to offer pretty much of what I did at the previous hearing. That was probably about 5 weeks ago or more. I'm yet to have answers to any of the questions that I presented then. I got a letter dated 18th of June, postmarked the 21st of June. I received it Saturday, the 23rd of June, which left 3 days, one of which was Sunday, to get answers to my questions, most of which hadn't been answered for 5 weeks. Build it and they'll come. Build it and they'll come. Does it sound familiar? Our Borough Industrial Park, $3 million down there. SCDC come in. All kinds of interest. You got to be shovel ready. Guess what? 20-some years, one tenant. I'll have more to say after, but I just felt compelled to bring up some of those things. I think it's great that we have sewer. I'm not against it. You've got a lot of intelligence and collected minds out here that you haven't involved. This is the way we think what's best for the community. This project's not affordable. You've gone 3 miles of pipeline with one user attached in 3 miles. You talk about increasing the tax base. You've got a property contiguous, the same owner, English Village. You put their vacant land in the district, but you left $5 million of assessment on the table for the units. Same soil conditions where you're telling us we need sewer, but you didn't put them in. I just think you people can come up with a lot better project and a lot more affordable project, but you got to start listening to some of the other people that may have some good ideas, even if you've already got a preconceived notion that we may not have. I'll start off, because I know my 5 minutes is only get partway through. I'll finish it up second time around. I'm offering the following as an owner of property in the Pelotas District and not in any other capacity. The proposed extension 5 of Sewer District 1 is not affordable. not enough users, not enough tax base to make it affordable. Some people believe they don't have to pay if they don't hook up. Others think they would pay a one-time fee, don't realize they most likely will be paying for 30 years. The proposed project includes over 3 miles of sewer lines and only one user along that stretch. The 3 miles of pipe goes past two approved undeveloped subdivisions, a school, 3 mobile home parks, 2 motels, 2 restaurants and bars, the village apartment complex, and a large amount of vacant, undevelopable commercial land near Tote Flats and other parcels between Butler Road and Bluebird Road on both sides of Route 9. Yet none of these properties are in the proposal. Furthermore, there's also another mobile home park that could be easily included. Why aren't they? In the evaluations of options, why wasn't Saratoga County Sewer District considered as an option for at least part of the district? The sewers for the mobile home park on Bluebird Road, which is not part of Fort Edward Road, could be sent to the city of Glens Falls. This option may not be affordable, but was it evaluated? Has any money been allocated to pay the town general fund back for the original cost of the installation and proposed use of the sewer force main that was paid for by the town general fund taxpayers and for the Moreau Industrial Park? If so, how much is allocated? If none, will there be any? For the area where the plans show low pressure lines near the Northway, I was told the property owners would have to have grinder pumps. Town's engineering firm told me that a pump might cost around $10,000. I was also told that the district initially would pay for them, but the property owner would have to maintain them, pay for the electric cost to run them, and pay to replace them when they reach their useful life. This is unfair to those property owners, and why is it designed this way and not gravity? Also, this contradicts page 3 of the map plan and report, which states all proposed facilities to be constructed will be owned and maintained by the town of Moreau. Also, would the district extension own the facilities for the town itself? Some owners in the proposed district have not hooked up to town water. How will they be charged for operation and maintenance when they are not hooked up to the system and do not have a water meter? Will property owners who have irrigation or sprinklers have to pay sewer charges for the water that will not be put in the system? Thank you.
Thank you. Before we continue, I just want to remind those speaking that please keep your comments germane to the map plan report, which is what the public hearing is on this evening. Next individual to speak is Laura King.
Good evening. I'm Laura King and I live in the town of Moreau. For the last 16 years, I've worked in municipal wastewater and water.
I'm sorry to interrupt. Are you in the district or out of the district?
I am out of the district. For the last 16 years, I've worked in the municipal wastewater and water industry. My professional experience has led me to the fact that administration and maintenance of wastewater is extremely complicated. The property owners in the town of Moreau should not be misled to believe that the contractor can install sewer pipe without daily routine maintenance and costly annual expenses throughout the life of the dam. Moreau will need adequate field personnel and administration to maintain the infrastructure and ensure the district is fiscally sound. We don't need DEC looking to impose fines for sloppy paperwork. There will be additional expenses that will affect the yearly budget consisting of odor control, equipment supplies for pump stations, pump maintenance, flow meter maintenance, sewer line maintenance, vehicles, fuel for vehicles, uniforms and protective clothing, telecommunications, purchase of water, computer hardware and software costs, property and liability insurance, administrative costs, and office supplies. In addition, because the town of Moreau does not have their own wastewater treatment facility and the sewage is sent to the city of Glens Falls, there will be unforeseen costs passed on from the city of Glens Falls for reconstruction and operation and maintenance purposes. Based on the map plan and report, the total operation and maintenance costs seem quite low for a district extension with 6 lift stations. Does Moreau have the personnel to work on the pumps and the flow meter maintenance when necessary, or would the town need to outsource this repair work?
This could be costly. Do you need to educate the employees, or do you have employees well-versed in municipal sewer? Have you considered the amount of overtime that you will pay employees to be on call to monitor the pump stations on weekends and holidays? Do you have staff available to locate the infrastructure for Dig Safe in New York? The general fund should not be used to pay for unplanned expenses for a special district. Who's going to enforce the local law and activity of illegal sump pump connections to sewer? The flows from this activity will definitely increase your flow costs to the city of Glens Falls. Who's going to monitor and investigate the flows when there is suspicion of groundwater or stormwater leaking into the sewer system? Steve Gerzer from the city of Glens Falls doesn't want illegal infiltration, and he will hold the town of Monroe accountable. Do you have adequate personnel without warning personnel from other departments? The town of Monroe needs to be well-versed in handling a district this size. The town board members shouldn't think or believe you can lay the infrastructure and walk away simply because it's brand new. There will be routine maintenance and additional expenses not outlined in the MAP planning report. Be proactive, not reactive. Please consider these aspects of a sewer district, and if you haven't, then vote no. Thank you.
Thank you. Next individual I have listed to speak is Jane LaFleur, or LaFleur, I can't read the writing, 1269 Saratoga Road. Passed. Mary Strasburg.
I'm really just going to say what I said the last time.
So.
We just can't. I mean, it's fine. The thing is fine, but we just can't pay the paperwork in the next 30 years.
Excuse me, Mrs. Supervisor. 1304 9 landowner just arrived.
I'm on the list.
You're on the list? Okay. We'll get to you. Leonard Crispino?
Hold on.
That was quick service.
I'm no more important than you, man. Ladies and gentlemen, nice to be here.
I'm sorry, could you state your address and whether it's in the district or
out? Oh, yes, I'm in the district. I have two properties that are, or three properties that are in the district. And I'd like to say that this has been going on for a number of years. And I heard some previous talking, and I always remember something that FDR said, we have nothing to fear but fear itself. And I see this as a little bit of fear-mongering on something that every other town has done. Other towns have survived this, have put sewer districts in, and they've survived. And what I want a lot of the people to know, some of the people who are against this, they have to realize that time marches on, and we have a very good resource there, you know, in that part of town. And like how headwaters coming in. I mean, that's just the beginning. There could be a lot of big projects coming in. And a lot of people who are against this have to realize it's going to raise the tax base. You know, I live in Argonne, and I'm getting hammered. We have no tax base. Getting hammered over there. And, you know, they really will be saving a lot of money in the long run. There'll be jobs. There'll be jobs for people who live here in town. So there's a lot of opportunity that's going to come with this. So all I really want to say is, and really the brunt of the cost is going to be borne by the people who own property, businesses on that street. Right now we don't have very good business there. It's really a waste of land. We have a lot of marginal businesses. But we could have something really good happen. You know, bring a lot of money into the community, and reduce taxes for everybody. Reduce the tax burden for everybody. Now, a lot of people can come up with details. You know, do you know what this is? I think we can work it out. I think people can work out these details of running the sewer district. Others have. I think we can do it, too. So with that, that's really what I want to say. It's an opportunity. Let's not wait until it becomes 36 million. Thank you.
Thank you. That is all I have listed for individuals requesting to speak. So at this time, I'll open it up. Is there anybody else who would like? Mr. Dick.
Thank you for scheduling this second public hearing in Route 9, Oklahoma District. Supervisor Cousin, as was quoted, suffered from misinformation in his campaign as required by Polestar. I'm done campaigning with my wife. I've spent an unlimited hours in Polestar for Route 9 corridor. I agreed with these sewers and was disappointed with losing the vote in 2014 by 7 votes. We had one no vote on the board of the proposed sewer district by current supervisor Kuzniers. He indicated requiring all the properties of the district was unfair and the cost was too high. I had several conversations with Todd in January of 2017 regarding sewers. If the district was stabilizing tax rates for the future of the road, then economic development project was a possible solution for all normal taxpayers. Participating in the district as well, they would benefit from the maintenance of all taxes. 30 years ago, I moved my CPA practice to Monroe because it had been my home all my life. I sold 2 office buildings and invested in the current office building at 1446 Route 9. My conscience in locating Monroe as adjacent properties would bring others to the location, and there are 4 other businesses that are building and still active. My main problem with the current plan is that the additional taxes on the properties in the district go up by over 70%. A very radical increase for a town that has a history of reasonable property taxes. My neighbors, the Wallace Companies, are looking at an increase of $24,500 and will pay over $60,000 in property taxes for a year. Gary already mentioned these several large parcels, and I have the same one, so I'll skip that one. But installing over 3 miles of pipe past business on Route 9 seems like a weak approach to the district. New development would likely occur in time, and cost to create extensions would take time, and also be an issue that 3 miles of no user may create a problem with sewer wastewater. Town board dropped in December 2016 a Route 9 plan that had a cost of less than $400 per EDU. That plan must be funded by the Environmental Facilities Corporation that distributes federal and state funds. Town Road is currently on the annual list for funding of $25,800,000. A more progressive plan would increase the users and lower the cost for everyone. This loan would qualify for 30 years in zero interest. In conclusion, I believe we need sewers on Route 9. I worked on trying to bring sewers to Route 9 from 2008 to 2016. I believe we can be a progress community, an aggressive community. I believe in the role of town becoming a destiny for economic development. I believe the town board can come up with an affordable plan. I believe that the people of Monroe will support an affordable plan. I believe the cost of this plan creates a burden on those currently scheduled to be in the district. This is a community project. Make the Route 9 sewer a community sewer. Thank you for allowing me to input. I'd like to submit this to the clerk.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you. Is there anyone? Mr. Petrush?
Hi, my name is Ed Petrush, and I'm part of a property owner on 1365 Route 9. And a lot of talk has been made about future development. There's going to be an article in the paper tomorrow morning. My property, as long as adjacent property, to the tune of 120 acres plus, we have a verbal agreement for a purchase. We don't have it signed because it's stipulating to have sewers. We're looking at a million square foot building, and the building is going to be in assessed somewhere in the $80 million range. We're bringing probably 200 plus people into the area. And as they mentioned in some of the things earlier, this is going to probably reduce the taxes by at least 20%. Plus, if the property, if the sale goes through, the other property owners involved in the sale with me are going to make a financial commitment to the town to help pay these sewer taxes once it gets started until more development comes. But I think Moreau has an opportunity here to bring a major tax base into town. I was talking with the supervisor of Queensbury, and he was saying that he hopes our sewer district doesn't go through tongue-in-cheek because they can't handle the people that want to grow at exit 18 fast enough. And so he said, you know, I wish you good luck, but I just as soon have all the business come to exit 18. This is an opportunity. It can't be anything but lower tax rates and sewer rates. And we've been waiting for this for years. We've had other administrations that, for odd reasons, going back 40 years, we could get money. We could get money from the state, but that supervisor was going to wait for the GE to pay all the bills, which never happened. So this is an opportunity, and I hope we don't lose it because another one may not come along for a long time. Thank you.
Thank you. I think it's Mr. Munter.
John Munter, 1265 and 1267 Route 9 in the district. I just want to speak in favor again of the project. I urge the board to vote to create the district. I think that creating the district, be able to do the due diligence to obtain financing would be a great first step. If the financing can't be obtained, obviously the project does not have to move forward. It will also give the town the opportunity to see how interest develops if the district is developed and the town shows commitment to developers like the gentleman who just spoke has brought forth. I personally have developed areas privately where it was very scary to take a lot of risk to install infrastructure, gas, power, electric, water, sewer. And I know the feeling. I understand the fear of a lot of the residents that feel it's a very scary step to have to undertake that feeling within them. And it is. But the benefit that comes from the risk is going to help everyone in the town grow, other towns that surround it that may not even be in Saratoga County. People that want to move, Saratoga County is the largest growing county in the state because people want to come here. There's a lot of infrastructure, apartments, houses, subdivisions being built all over this county that if there's jobs, people will still come to be here. And that helps everyone. So, again, I speak in favor and I urge the board to progress to the vote to create the district.
Thank you. Anyone else? This man. I saw you on the list as a question mark.
It's a maybe. I'm not a good public speaker.
That's right.
But I am in the district. I own Wallace Supply and the Safety Warehouse building. I'm all for sewer, but I believe that some of the businesses can't afford $25,000, $26,000 a year for one business. I have a feeling I might have to lose maybe a couple of employees to have to pay for it because I, as a brick and mortar store, lose customers, people buy it on the internet all the time. I have some of the businesses that are in here for like the town of Moreau doesn't even support our business. So I don't know where you would like me to make up the profits to pay for the extra taxes for the next so many years. That's all.
Thank you. Anyone else? Ask one more time. Anyone else like to speak for the record? Yes, ma'am.
Living within the district, I've been excluded as a single family dwelling. It's going to cost me close to $100,000 in payments if nothing goes up at all. I can't afford that, and I think it's very unfair, and I would also appreciate this town not to send any more builders down telling them that my property is for sale. Thank you.
Thank you. So, is there anybody else who hasn't spoken? Yes, sir.
Well, my name is John Major. I'm in the district. I've been listening to a lot of really good arguments on each side. But it still comes to my mind down to affordability. And I don't understand why 86 people or 86 businesses or whatever have to take on this whole financial burden. Recently, I've become, unfortunately, familiar with the term equitable distribution. All right? And I think we can apply that to our beautiful town. Yes, I'm in favor of a sewer district. Yes, it's desperately needed. I also have to ask this town board to take into consideration that if any of you were in that 86, how would you feel? So at this point, I'm going to say I'm not in favor of this. Thank you for your time, and good luck.
Thank you. Mr. Wong.
Good evening. Sam Wannan, 13409.
Could you address the board, please?
I really want to talk to them.
Well, they'll hear you.
Okay. Yeah, I'm the next door neighbor to Mr. Barrett. And I just heard John say some things that I really feel I have to respond to.
Could I ask that your comments be directed on that family report and that individual?
Yes, yes. In order for the town to grow, you got to have sewers. It's not going to grow. I'm witness to that. I've got 93 acres of land that nobody wants because there's no sewer. And as my next-door neighbor, Ed Petra, said earlier, we have somebody coming in. It's a done deal. There are no contingencies other than sewer. And what is coming in is going to reduce the cost to every individual in the town or in that corridor, okay? Significantly, according to Mr. Kuzner's meeting with me today. So it's going to have a significant impact not only on what you pay in sewers, but it's going to have a significant impact in tax base, in sales tax, in employment, in everything that matters to this town, everything. And it's here. It's in front of you. They want to come in. It's a done deal. So why are we even thinking about anything else? These people are going to build a 1 million square foot warehouse on 25 acres of 125 acres that we're offering them. What are they going to do with the other 100 acres? They won't reveal that at this time. But they have allowed me to reveal them and their first intentions, which I've discussed with the town supervisor in great detail for the past couple of weeks. we have a deal. It'll make not only the town happier, but all of these people. There'll be more tenants for Dave Rogan. I didn't mean that. There'll be more people to stay in the motels. There'll be people wanting to build their hotels bigger because they don't have enough room for all the people that are going to want to rent them motels. I can go on and on with how the impact of these 100 to 300 employees are going to have on this town. That's only on 25 acres. And that's only my property. What about your property? How many want to sell? How many want to go to Florida or Bermuda or wherever they want to retire to? They're going to be able to do that because I read in a paper a few days ago where a lady complained that she couldn't sell her commercial land and that sewer would make it even worse. And there's nothing more than opposite of that. And that was in the Post-Star. It's not going to make it worse. It's going to make it easier for her to sell that property. So all think about what is in front of you. This is a tremendous deal. It's going to be in the newspaper tomorrow, front page. It's no joke, okay? I could use other words, but I can't, okay? So that being said, I just hope all of this gets completed. Thank you.
Thank you. Anyone else who has not had an opportunity to speak that would like to do so? Is there anybody who has already spoken that would like to speak again? Mayor Goddard.
Thank you. I'll try and get through the rest of what I prepared. Copies both of them being available for the clerk. We're talking about are people going to have to pay for the water they use if they get irrigation? Are you going to have separate meters, dedicated meters, so they don't have to pay for sewer on water that's not going into the system? Another question I had is, where did the formula to charge 10% for debt under the operation and maintenance come from? And how was it arrived at? On what basis was 10% used? What other formulas were considered, if any? Between February and now, why were some property owners allowed to opt out of the district? Others were told they would not be able to opt out. Again, I would gladly support an affordable sewer project. This one's not affordable, not in the public's interest. It's beyond belief that you'd expect property owners to pay the amounts that are estimated. Some small businesses will be forced to close. You'll lose jobs and have empty storefronts. With the proposed estimated taxes that you've shown that people will be paying, potential buyers will go elsewhere, people's property values may erode. According to the map plan report, one business will be paying over $17,000 each year for sewer, yet only uses 11,300 gallons of water per year. Another business will be paying almost $15,000 per year. It uses less water than the average of two families of four. And the list goes on and on. If property owners are seeking to sell and can't find the purchasers, eventually they most likely will ask the town to rezone their properties for more apartments. The percentage of debt versus the total taxable assessment in the district is way too high. Adding $8 per thousand to our tax bill will make properties for sale in the district much less attractive and competitive with other communities. And the $8 per thousand is the rate in the map plan and report, which assumes a $4 million grant and zero-interest loans. If the zero-interest loan grant did not come through, the tax rate nearly doubles. The New York State Comptroller's Office recommends that to ensure accurate calculations of estimated costs, it should not be assumed receiving federal or state aid in the absence of firm commitments from the appropriate agencies. Do you have a firm commitment for the grant and for zero-interest loans as of today? Town Law 202 addresses the necessity of fairness when capital costs are paid through taxes. Districts always must...
I'm sorry, Eric. Could you please keep it down so that the speaker can be heard by everyone? Thank you.
Districts always must be in just proportion of the amount of benefit which the improvement shall confirm upon. The ad valorem method of paying in this instance does not distribute the cost proportionally to the benefit received. Assembly wants the district made a determination to finance an ad valorem or benefit basis. The manner of assessment for the district may not be changed. Town Law 202-4. Also see opinion of controllers 86-88-135. Any extensions of the district must be charged on the same basis, benefit ad or ad valorem as the original district. Town Law 202-5. Will the town be seeking approval from the controller's office as required when the cost to a typical one or two family home is above the annual estimated cost threshold for similar types of districts as may be computed by the state controller? What is the town determined to be a typical property? What are the estimated cost of hookup fees referenced in town law? Will mains, laterals, or services in any circumstance be paid for with project monies beyond the public right-of-way? Has any study been done to show the potential realistic growth the town could reasonably expect, or is it just build it and they'll come? It didn't work for the town industrial park. In closing, I repeat that the proposed district extension is not affordable, it's not in the public's interest, it'll saddle the property owners with way too much debt. People may not be able to maintain their property and may force some businesses to close. Why are you asking only 86 property owners to pay for a project of this size? Let all those that are going to benefit from the project share the cost. If it's for economic development, look for those type of grants to help fund it. CEQA should be done again. Time has passed since the last one was done. This is a different project than the previous one. The town has changed in those time. Traffic has changed in that time. More projects have been approved that are not yet built, and their impact should be considered in the CEQA review. What other services will those coming in require? What might the cost be of those services? Will we have to buy another fire truck? What will the traffic impact be? Again, I ask the board to work to find a more affordable project that a much higher percentage of those in the proposed district can welcome and support. One more question. Was anything submitted to the record to be read into the record that will not be made available or read into the record at the hearing?
We have received a copy of a letter from a resident that has asked us to include the record. We heard me touch on it this evening to see if she wanted to speak. I believe she still wants it as part of the record. We will not read it into the record. Is that
no.
Right? Okay. So that is the only request that I have received, the town's request to be included in the record.
Okay. Because I've had emails from people that wanted stuff read into the record, but I don't know if they're here, whether you got it or you didn't.
I haven't. I don't know if the clerk has.
I have not received one.
Okay, so we've only received one.
Thank you.
Thank you. Mr. Petrich.
I just want to rebut on Harry's.
If I could just ask that you keep it germane to that plenary.
Okay, and germane was a lot of discussions on the domain about loss of jobs, expenses. All of these people that have all these negative things, not one of them addressed the possibility of a $80 million facility coming into town, right, with the possibility of 200-plus employees, right? What's that going to do to all of their discussions and all of their tabulations, which they put a great amount of effort in into it? So, I would like to just hope that they would look at their calculations and figure in what might happen if sewers come. Thank you.
Thank you. Anyone else who has spoken would like to speak again? I'll ask one more time. Is there anyone who would like to speak?
I have a question.
Please come forward. Ma'am, this isn't a question and answer period. It's your opportunity to make a comment on the map plan report that we're having the public hearing on.
Oh.
If you would like to comment on it, feel free. The sewer proposal that's before us tonight.
Okay. Okay, I think I can wrap that into my...
So please come forward. State your name for the record and whether you reside in the district or proposed district or live outside.
Jan Kraft, out of the district. If that project is going around exit 17, what are they going to do about the road and the traffic? That would be one of my concerns. That's it.
Thank you.
It's terrible right now because of people converging. It's horrible.
Point well taken. Anyone else? There is no one else in the room that would like... Yes, ma'am.
I guess I'll just say the same thing I did last time. I'm in the area.
Please state your name for the record.
Madam Rowland, Route 9. I unfortunately am in the grinder pump area, which I don't like that factor where I get additional charges. Sewers are a wonderful thing, but I think asking just 80-some-odd people to take the brunt of that expense is unfair. It's a big district, but you showed on the map how many opted out, and yet we don't seem to have the option to opt out. You're impacting us. We would live there a lot of years. We're seniors. We pay taxes. But now we're going to get hit with more, even though we're at a point where we might want to sell. It's just not fair.
Thank you.
Sure, Todd.
Come on.
Thank you for letting me speak. My name is John Kilmer. I'm outside the district. I'm for the concept of the sewer line. However, as I stated before in one of these meetings, that burden shouldn't fall on 89 parcels that the town, all town owners will want to benefit from. Furthermore, I guess we do have a proposal about two parcels being sold and this the big project coming in, but we can't predict the future, so we shouldn't be basing our hopes and dreams on that without some solid numbers, and again, spreading that cost across the whole town. Now, I want to make one comment about the presentation at the beginning of the meeting. There was a comment said in there that said the current tax roll determined the land class. You said that the land class can't change because the sewer map has already been completed. However, you have made changes to that sewer map by removing family homes, which was, would you say, 9 or 11 parcels? So I guess I'm kind of confused by those contradictory statements. Thank you.
Thank you. Anyone else? Okay, with that, I would like to, without objection, entertain a motion to close the public hearing. Pardon? Is there somebody else who wants to speak? So without objection, I entertain a motion to close the public hearing.
So moved.
Second.
Roll call.
Councilman Hogan?
Yes.
Councilman Van Tassel?
Yes.
Councilwoman LeClaire?
Yes.
Councilman Noonan?
Yes.
Supervisor Kuzniers?
Yes. With that leads us to item number 15 on the agenda this evening, which is a sewer discussion. And at this time, I would like to know if the board would like to move forward with the map plan report this evening. If that is the case, then we're going to begin with a resolution regarding SECR. So before we do that, what's the board's feeling?
So most of the comments that we heard tonight that I heard were people were encouraged by the idea or in favor of the idea of sewer, but not the cost. part of the way we've been rolling this out is that we create the district, even if, you know, at some point the project doesn't go through. So I personally am in favor of moving forward in some of these steps to get us closer to that.
I'm supporting moving forward.
I've supported moving forward.
Okay, and before we do so, I would just like to make a comment. There was never an opt-out opportunity for any of the landowners. This board made decisions based on public comments, and that's how we ended up amending the map plan report that's before us this evening. I also want to reiterate what I said at the top of tonight's discussion or public hearing. Our goal is to create the district. I don't think anyone up here, should the district be created, will want to move forward if we believe it is unaffordable to the residents are going to have to pay for it in the district. We don't secure the necessary funding that we're looking to be successful in. And so with that, I'm in favor of moving the process forward for creation of the district. And with that, I will turn it over to council regarding the necessary steps for secret.
Sure. As you know, the creation of a special district is an action under the State Environmental Quality Review Act. The town had undertaken an extensive hard look and a secret review back in 2016 with respect to the project. The original secret study area was larger. It contained significantly more proposed infrastructure and a significantly higher cost. The hard look that was done with the Type 1 action moving forward through all the parts of Seeker and the negative declaration do encompass the current project. The current project is smaller. It is less costly. It contains less proposed infrastructure. The letters that were received from Office of Parks, from DOT, from DEC, from all the various interested and involved agencies with respect to the prior proposal do encompass this current proposal. So as a result, the board has already, back in 2016, performed its duty under SEACER. However, as we're moving forward, in order to make it cleaner, we are recommending that you reaffirm the December 20th, 2016 SEACER resolution. And there is a resolution in front of you which sets forth the history of SEACER, going through all of the specifics, the involved agencies, the interest agencies, the reason the current project is under that prior SEACER approval, and to identify all of the different steps that the town had to go through, which encompasses the current project. So if it is the board's desire to move forward with SEACER, there's a resolution before you that reaffirms the prior determination. And I'm happy to answer any questions the board may have.
Does any member have any?
No.
Leanne, do you have a copy of the resolution before you? Would you please read it into the record?
Resolution dated June 26, 2018, Town Board of the Town of Moreau, SEACER resolution regarding the creation of extension number 5 to sewer district number 1 and the construction of sewer infrastructure therein. Whereas the Town Board of the Town of Moreau is considering the creation of extension number 5 to sewer district number 1, wherein the town proposes to construct a sanitary sewer extension project with a projected cost of $16 million. And whereas the Town Board considered a similar project in 2016. And whereas the project in 2016 encompassed the area included in the current project, along with additional areas within the town, and was for a larger projected project cost. And whereas pursuant to Article 8 of the Environmental Conservation Law and the regulations contained in 6 NYCRR Part 617, adopted pursuant thereto by the Department of Environmental Conservation of the State of New York, hereafter SEACER, the town board must determine whether such proposal may have a significant impact on the environment and therefore require the preparation of an environmental impact statement. And whereas to aid the town board in determining whether the proposal may have a significant impact upon the environment A full environmental assessment form, EAF, was prepared and presented and circulated at the Town Board's December 20th, 2016 special meeting and public hearing for the prior project. And whereas pursuant to Part 617, the Town Board examined the EAF in order to make a determination as to the potential environmental significance of the prior project. And whereas the New York State Department of Environmental Conservation and the New York State Department of Transportation were the involved agencies as that term is defined in 6 NYCRR Section 617.2 for the prior project and continue to be involved agencies. And whereas by resolution dated December 20th, 2016, the Town Board made certain findings and determined that there was no significant adverse environmental impacts and issued a negative declaration. And whereas the current project is wholly within the original seeker study area and contains less proposed infrastructure and less cost, resulting in a reduction in the project scale when compared in total to the original environmental review. And whereas being that the current project encompasses a portion of the same area as the prior project, involves the same agencies, and the environmental impact has already been thoroughly reviewed by the Town Board, the Town Board desires to reaffirm the resolution of no significant adverse environmental impact of December 20th, 2016. Now, therefore, be it resolved by the Town Board of the Town of Moreau, hereby reaffirms the resolution dated December 20th, 2016 as follows. Based on its examination of the EAF, the criteria set forth in Section 617.6 and 617.7 of the regulations, and such further investigation as the Town Board has deemed appropriate, no potential significant adverse impacts are known. Consent to proceed with the project will not cause a significant impact on the environment, and the Town Board will not require the preparation of an environmental impact statement. A negative declaration is to be prepared. And the Town Clerk of the Town of Moreau is hereby directed to cause to be filed and circulated the negative declaration in accordance with the requirements of SEAKER. A copy of the negative declaration shall be maintained in the office of the Town Clerk in a file that will be readily accessible to the public, and the Clerk shall mail copies, return receipt requested, to Office of the Commissioner, Department of Environmental Conservation, 625 Broadway, Albany, New York, 12233, an Environmental Notice Bulletin, NYSDEC, Attention Jack Naska, 625 Broadway, 4th floor, Albany, New York, 12233-1750, and NYSDOT, 50 Wolf Road, Albany, New York, 12232. All subsequent notices concerning this project shall state that a negative declaration pursuant to SEAKER has been issued.
Is there a motion to move the resolution?
So moved.
Any discussion on the resolution? Roll call.
Councilman Hogan?
Yes.
Councilman Van Tassel?
Yes.
Councilwoman LeClaire?
Yes.
Councilman Noonan?
Yes.
Supervisor Kuzmiers?
Yes. Having completed the resolution on SEAKER, the next order of business will be a resolution for the establishment of the district. And I believe the clerk has a copy of the resolution before us, so I would ask that you look forward to reading in its entirety of the resolution.
Resolution Town Board, Town of Moreau. Resolution establishing extension number 5 of sewer district number 1 within the Town of Moreau. Whereas the Town Board of the Town of Moreau is considering the establishment of extension number 5 of sewer district number 1 within the Town of Moreau, as described in the map plan and report that has been prepared for extension number 5 of sewer district number 1 and which has been filed with the Town Clerk of the Town of Moreau in accordance with the requirements of the town law. And whereas an order was adopted by the Town Board of the Town of Moreau on June 12, 2018, reciting the filing of the map, the improvements proposed, the estimated expense thereof, the proposed method of financing, the fact that the map plan and report are on file in the Town Clerk's office for public inspection, and for all other matters required by law to be stated. And whereas the order set June 26, 2018 at 8 o'clock p.m. at the Moreau Town Complex, 351 Reynolds Road, Moreau, New York, is the date, time, and place of the public hearing to consider the map plan and report and to hear all persons interested in the subject and to take action as required and authorized by law. And whereas a public hearing on the establishment of extension number 5 was duly conducted by the Town Board on June 26, 2018 at 8 p.m. at the Moreau Town Complex, and whereas the notice of public hearing was published, posted, and filed as required by law and is otherwise sufficient, and whereas the Town Board considered the comments made at the public hearing, and whereas all the property and property owners benefited included within the proposed extension number 5 are benefited thereby. And whereas all the property and property owners benefited are included within the limits of the proposed extension number 5, and whereas it is in the public interest to establish the proposed extension number 5, and whereas the town board as lead agency has issued a determination of non-significance under the State Environmental Quality Review Act for this type 1 action, now therefore be it resolved that the establishment of the proposed extension number 5 is hereby approved as hereinafter described, and said extension number 5 shall be designated and known as Sewer District Number 1 Extension Number 5 in the town of Morrell, shall consist of 538.4 acres encompassing 86 total parcels, as is more fully detailed and described in the map plan and report dated May 2018 and on file in the town clerk's office. And be it further resolved that the maximum amount proposed to be expended for the construction of extension number 5 is estimated to be $16 million, and the plan of financing includes the issuance of $16 million in serial bonds from the New York State Environmental Facilities Corporation, maturing in annual installments over a period not exceeding 30 years. And be it further resolved that the annual debt service cost to the property owner is based upon a benefit basis and will be spread across the properties within extension number 5 on both an ad valorem basis and a parcel area basis, such that the tax rate shall equal $17.64 per thousand on the ad valorem rate, and that the parcel area rate shall equal $194.55 per thousand for the first year after district formation. And be it further resolved that operation and maintenance expenses are projected to be $169,000 in the first year and allocated on a used basis at a rate of $4.61 per 1,000 gallons as measured by existing water meters, and at an ad valorem rate of $1.22 per 1,000 of assessed value. And be it further resolved that the town of Morrell may, if deemed necessary, enter into an addendum to the facility agreement with the Board of Water and Sewer Commissioners of the City of Glens Falls to provide for additional reserve capacity at the Glens Falls Sewage Treatment Plant, particular to the wastewater generated from the extension number 5 parcels. And the supervisor is authorized to enter into any addendum on behalf of the town upon recommendation from the attorney for the town. And be it further resolved that the rules and regulations for Sewer District Number 1 contained in Article 1 of Chapter 115 of the Morrell Town Code shall apply to and be enforced in extension number 5. And be it further resolved that the supervisor and town clerk are hereby authorized to execute and deliver all necessary documents to further the purposes of this resolution, including the filing of this resolution in the office of the Saratoga County Clerk and the office of the State Department of Audit Control. And be it further resolved that the permission of the State Comptroller is required with respect to extension number 5 because the estimated cost of extension number 5 to the typical property is above the average estimated cost to the typical properties for the establishment of similar types of districts as computed by the state comptroller. And the town clerk will file a certified copy of this order with the state comptroller as required by the town law. And be it further resolved that this resolution shall be subject to a mandatory referendum to be voted on by property owners of extension number 5 to be held on August 27, 2018.
Thank you very much, Leanne. Is there a motion to move the vote?
So moved.
Second. Any discussion?
I have a question, and it has to do with the tax rate. How does that, a property that Mr. Petrush is selling, would affect the tax rate? Can this be changed at a later date?
I'm going to speak to that. What you're voting on is the map plan report as is, the full $16 million. And that's how the tax rate is has been calculated. And Don, correct me if I'm wrong in any of my statements here. That's something that will go on future growth, but that's not what's being proposed today. That's something that will diminish it as we go forward if it comes to pass. But right now, it's what's in the map plan report. Is that a fair statement, Don?
Correct.
Okay, so as an entity chooses to hook up to the sewer, that price can be adjusted, or?
As the building growth occurs in the district, your assessed value goes up as the buildings come online, and then you recalculate based on your total assessed value. Every year, the board establishes rates
okay.
based on revenue projections that are going to be based on assessed value. So if you'll revisit this yearly.
Okay.
Right now, it's based on current tax rules.
Great. Thank you.
Correct.
Any other discussions? Before we vote on that, I would also like input from board members. As I've said through this entire process, we have been exceedingly transparent. We have been very sensitive and cognizant of the fact that we don't have to pay for the project. It's the landowners in the proposed district. And because of that, I believe it's this board's intention that we want to put the decision in the hands of the folks that want to pay, that will have to pay for it. And in doing that, I think the board should move forward with a mandatory referendum where there will be a vote. We're not going to make those in the district expend energy and legwork to maybe get it to a vote. This is probably the largest public works project that may have come to fruition to take place ever to this point in time in our community, and has a tremendous impact financially on those in the proposed district. So with that, I believe the board is unified in putting this to a mandatory referendum.
Correct.
All right. Yes. So with that, I will ask for a motion to move the resolution. We already did that, so we'll do it.
Councilman Hogan?
Yes.
Councilman Van Tassel?
Yes.
Councilwoman LeClaire?
Yes.
Councilman Noonan?
Yes.
Supervisor Kuzniers?
Yes.
So with that, we will need a resolution. I believe that the clerk has one before her regarding setting the special election date for August 2017, 2018. You would read that into the record.
Resolution of the Town of Monroe, New York, adopted June 26, 2018, providing for submission of a proposition at a special election to be held on August 27, 2018, to approve the resolution herefore to adopted by the Town Board of the said town on June 26, 2018. Resolved by the Town Board of the Town of Monroe and the County of Saratoga, New York, as follows. Section 1. A special election shall be held on August 27, 2018 at the Town of Monroe Municipal Complex, 351 Reynolds Road, Monroe, New York, at 12 p.m., and the poll shall remain open until 8 p.m., or as much longer as may be necessary to enable the eligible voters then present to cast their votes. Section 2. The town clerk shall cause the notice of such special election to be published at least once in the Post-Star, a newspaper having a general circulation in the town, and hereby designated as the official newspaper of the town, and to be posted on the signboard of the town maintained pursuant to Subdivision 6 of Section 30 of the town law, said publication and posting to be at least 10 days before such special election. Section 3, the town clerk is hereby authorized and directed to include in the notice of special election notice that the town board will submit at the said special election a proposition for approval or disapproval of the resolution hereinafter referred to in such notice. Section 4, at said special election, the vote upon the said proposition shall be by separate ballot on voting machines, and the only persons qualified to vote upon said proposition shall be the owners of taxable real property situate in the proposed district as shown upon the latest completed assessment roll of the town, including corporations which, for such purpose, shall be entitled to one vote to be cast by an officer or agent of said corporation or such other duly authorized person designated by an appropriate resolution of such corporation. Section 5, said notice shall be in substantially the following form. Town of Monroe, New York, notice of special election, August 27, 2018. Notice is hereby given that a special election will be held on August 27, 2018 in the Town of Monroe in the County of Saratoga, New York, at the Town of Monroe Municipal Complex, 351 Reynolds Road, Monroe, New York, and voting will be limited to owners of taxable real property situate in the proposed extension number 5 of Sewer District number 1. As shown upon the latest completed assessment roll of the town, including corporations, which for such purpose shall be entitled to one vote to be cast by an officer or agent of such corporation or such other duly authorized person designated by an appropriate resolution of such corporation, and the polls shall remain open from 12 p.m. to 8 p.m. Or for such longer period of time as may be necessary to enable the voters then present to cast their ballots. At said special election, the following proposition is to be voted upon. Proposition: shall the resolution entitled Resolution Establishing Extension Number 5 of Sewer District Number 1 within the town of Moreau, with the maximum amount of the project as proposed in the amount of $16 million, be approved. An abstract of such resolution concisely stating the purpose and effect thereof being as follows. First, reciting that a general map planner report dated May 2018 for the proposed establishment of extension number 5 of sewer district number 1 in the town of Moreau in the county of Saratoga, consisting of the installation of sewer infrastructure as more specifically identified in the map planner report dated May 2018 on file in the town clerk's office, including land or rights in land, original equipment, machinery, furnishing, services, appurtenances, related site work, and ancillary costs, that an order was duly adopted by said town board on June 12, 2018, reciting the filing of said map plan and report dated May 2018, the description of the boundaries of the district in a manner sufficient to identify the lands included therein, the maximum amount proposed to be expended for the construction of said sewer improvement, the town's proposed method of financing, and specifying the time and place of a public hearing to hear all persons interested in the subject thereof concerning the same, that a certified copy of such order was duly published, posted, and filed, that said public hearing was duly held on June 26, 2018 at the time and place specified. Second, resolving and determining that the notice of public hearing was published, posted, and filed as required by law and as otherwise sufficient. All the property and property owners included within the proposed establishment of the district are benefited thereby. All the property and property owners benefited are included within the limits of said proposed establishment of the district, and it is in the public interest to establish the district. Third, approving the establishment of the district and the construction of improvements therein as described, designating the district as extension number 5 of sewer district number 1 in the town of Moreau, and describing the district in a manner sufficient to identify the lands included therein. Fourth, resolving that the maximum amount proposed to be expended for the construction of extension number 5 is estimated to be $16 million, and the plan of financing includes the issuance of $16 million in serial bonds from the New York State Environmental Facilities Corporation, maturing in annual installments over a period not exceeding 30 years. Fifth, further resolving the permission of the state comptroller is required with respect to the district because the estimated cost of the district to the typical property is above the average estimated cost of the typical properties for the establishment of similar types of districts as computed by the state comptroller. And sixth, stating that in the resolution dated June 26, 2018, the town board made it subject to mandatory referendum. And seventh, stating that the proposition shall appear on the voting machines to be used for voting at said special election in substantially the same form. Proposition: yes, no. Shall the resolution entitled Resolution Establishing Extension Number 5 of Sewer District Number 1 within the town of Moreau, with the maximum amount of the project as proposed in the amount of $16 million, be approved? By order of the town of Moreau and the county of Saratoga, New York, dated with my name on that. Section 6, forthwith after the special election is held pursuant to Section 209E of the town law, the town clerk shall prepare and file a certificate stating that a referendum was held pursuant to the provisions of said section, and certifying the results of the voting on the proposition submitted at such special election in the office of the county clerk of Saratoga County and in the office of the Department of Audit and Control in Albany. Section 7, this resolution shall take effect immediately.
Thank you, Leanne. Set a 5-minute time limit on the clerk. Is there a motion to move the resolution?
So moved.
Second.
Mr. Supervisor, before you have a vote, there are just two, not titles so much, but if you look at Section 4 on the first page of the resolution, it discusses voting machines. It's my understanding that Sergio is 90% use of voting machines for this type of election, so you could remove on voting machines in Section 4.
Is the board okay with that?
Yes.
And then if you go to the next page, the notice of special election. In the first paragraph, the notice is hereby given. If you look at the last line, it says, enable the voters then present. The word eligible should be placed before voters.
I'm sure you're okay.
Yeah.
And then my final request is that on the next page, they look for you in paragraph 7. Again, the voting machine should be taken out. So it would say that said proposition shall appear on the ballots to be used. So take out the word voting machine and add ballots. And I apologize if that wasn't done before the meeting.
Leanne, you have those changes?
I do. Thank you.
So we have a motion and a second. Any discussion? Roll call.
Councilman Hogan?
Yes.
Councilman Van Tassel?
Yes.
Councilwoman LeClaire?
Yes.
Councilman Noonan?
Yes.
Supervisor Kuzniers?
Yes. And the final item under sewer that we need to address this evening is the bond resolution.
I can talk to this. One of the things that is necessary, obviously, for moving forward with financing is to prove that the board has authorized that financing. The resolution does not require the board to actually take any money. It just authorizes $16 million in zero bonds if financing comes through with EFC and the 0% loan for 30 years. But in order to move forward, it's just one of the steps that needs to be in place. The zero bond resolution is before you, and there will be an estoppel period 20 days after, and that estoppel is connected to this too. So just so everyone's clear that the adoption of the bond resolution is merely authorizing the board to move forward with the process. The bond resolution itself is not subject to permissive referendum under the local finance law, but given the fact that the board is determined to devote a mandatory referendum on the special district, that the resolution obviously is not staying so much as it is. It'll go forward only if the district is formed. Does that make sense, everybody?
Yeah. Yes.
And I know Leanne's thrilled with all of the writing.
Do you have a copy of the resolution?
No.
If she does,
yes, I do.
Do.
I do.
If you would read it in its entirety, please.
Serial bond resolution dated June 26, 2018, a resolution authorizing the issuance of $16 million serial bonds of the Town of Moreau, Saratoga County, New York, for the construction of Sewer District Number 1, Extension Number 5 in the Town of Moreau, and all necessary infrastructure, equipment, apparatus, site work, and related site work. Whereas on June 26, 2018, the Town Board of the Town of Moreau adopted a resolution authorizing the construction of Sewer District Number 1, Extension Number 5 in the Town of Moreau, and all necessary infrastructure, equipment, apparatus, site work, and related site work, and to provide for the financing thereof at a maximum cost of $16 million, or so much thereof as may be necessary to be paid from the proceeds of the obligations issued pursuant to the local finance law. And whereas the Town Board intends to apply for funding for the project through the New York Clean Water and State Revolving Fund and the New York State Environmental Facilities Corporation. And whereas, in order to fulfill the requirements of the CWSRF application, the town is required to pass a bond resolution authorizing the issuance of serial bonds to finance the project through CWSRF and EFC. And whereas the maximum cost of the project is estimated to be $16 million, with the sum of $16 million to be paid from the proceeds of grants and or obligations issued pursuant to the local finance law. And whereas the town board desires to authorize such payment and to provide for the financing thereof through the CWSRF and EFC. Now, therefore, be it resolved, the town board of the Town of Moreau, Saratoga County, New York, hereby authorizes the construction of Sewer District Number 1, Extension Number 5 in the Town of Moreau, and all necessary infrastructure, equipment, apparatus, site work, and related site work located in the Town of Moreau, at a maximum cost of $16 million, subject to the results of the referendum on the establishment of the district to be held on August 27, 2018. The specific object or purpose for which obligations are to be issued pursuant to this resolution is the construction of Sewer District Number 1, Extension Number 5 in the Town of Moreau, and all necessary infrastructure, equipment, apparatus, site work, and related site work located in the Town of Moreau, New York. The current maximum cost of the aforesaid special project or purpose is $16 million and shall be financed by grants and or the issuance of a maximum of $16 million in serial bonds. The issuance of serial bonds of the town of Moreau in the amount of $16 million is hereby authorized to be issued pursuant to the local finance law. Such serial bonds are to be payable from amounts which shall be paid from the users of sewer district number 1 in the town of Moreau and or ad valorem rates and or amounts which shall be annually levied on all the taxable real property in said town, subject to the exceptions provided in Section 305, Section 5 of the Agriculture and Markets Law, and the faith and credit of the town of Moreau, Saratoga County, New York, are hereby pledged for the payment of said bonds and the interest thereon. It is hereby determined that the period of probable usefulness of the aforesaid special project or purpose is 40 years, pursuant to subdivision 4 of paragraph A of Section 11.00 of the Local Finance Law of the State of New York. Subject to the provisions of the local finance law, the power to authorize the issuance of and to sell bond anticipation notes in anticipation of the issuance and sale of the serial bonds herein authorized, including renewals of such notes, is hereby delegated to the town supervisor of the town of Moreau, the chief fiscal officer, or in his absence, the deputy town supervisor, who is the substituted chief fiscal officer. Such note shall be of such terms, form, and contents, and shall be sold in such manner as may be determined by said town supervisor or deputy town supervisor pursuant to and consistent with the provisions of the local finance law. This resolution is not subject to a permissive referendum pursuant to Section 35 of the local finance law and Article 7 of the town law of the State of New York, but is subject to the referendum scheduled for August 27, 2018. The validity of such bonds and bond anticipation notes may be contested only if, A, such obligations are authorized for an object or purpose for which said town board is not authorized to spend money, or B, the provisions of law which should be complied with as of the date of publication of this resolution are not substantially complied with, and an action, suit, or proceeding contesting such validity is commenced within 20 days after the date of such publication. C. Such obligations are authorized in violation of the provisions of the Constitution. 8. This notice and resolution shall be published in full within 10 days after its adoption in the Post Star, which is hereby designated as the official newspaper of the town for such purpose. This resolution shall take effect 30 days after its adoption, and thereafter shall be published in full in the Post Star, together with a notice of the town clerk, substantially in the form provided in Section 81.00 of the Local Finance Law. The question of the adoption of the foregoing resolution was duly put to a vote on roll call, which resulted as follows.
Thank you. Is there a motion on the resolution?
Second.
Any discussion?
Mr. Supervisor, I hate to do this again, but this is what happens when you do many resolutions at once. Paragraph 8. The second sentence of it, because this is not subject to permissive referendum under the small section in the local finance law, the second sentence needs to be removed because the resolution takes effect immediately, but it's subject to mandatory referendum on August 27th. The language indicating it shall take effect 30 days after as if it were a permissive referendum.
So, to be clear,
remove the second sentence, paragraph 8.
Okay.
This is why Leanne reads them.
Any other changes? Any other comments? And you have the changes, ma'am?
I do.
Roll.
Councilman Hogan?
Yes.
Councilman Van Tassel?
Yes.
Councilwoman McClare?
Yes.
Councilman Noonan?
Yes.
Supervisor Kuzniers?
Yes. And with that, there's no need for the executive session in the next right?
Council. I don't know.
And the board members need to go.
Nothing more.
Before we close, I just want to thank. We had two staff that were working, signing individuals in for the public hearing with the deputy and town clerk, Tammy Daly, and my confidential secretary, Lisa Sperry. Just want to thank them for helping us out this evening. So with that, I want to thank everyone for attending this evening, and I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
Second.
Roll call.
Mr.
Councilman Hogan?
Yes.
Councilman Van Tassel?
Yes.
Councilwoman LeClaire?
Yes.
Councilman Noonan?
Yes.
Supervisor Kuzniers?
Yes.
Thanks, everybody.